Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, y'all, make some noise. Make some noise, make some noise, make some noise. Come on, make some noise out there. Here we go. I was here.
Welcome to Word Outreach International with your host, Dr. Jerry O. Robinson, bringing practical teaching, spiritual insight, and prophetic utterances from the Word of God. So call your friends and family and tell them to tune in right now to Word Outreach International. May God continue to richly bless you.
That's what the Lord is doing today. Praise God. He is giving us the latter rain, pouring out his spirit again. I'm Dr. Jerry Robinson. I'm glad to be back with you on another Blog Talk Radio podcast. And let me tell you something. The spirit of the Lord is the same as the Hebrew writer said yesterday, today, and forevermore. He changes not. And I'm telling you that the spirit of the Lord has been brooding over some of the hearts of men, and some of you who have been listening to these podcasts and how God has worked miracles and wonders in your life. And we want to give and impart the same thing today. Father, bless this audience that's listening today, those that are set aside this moment and this time to hear the infallible, uncompromised, inerrant word of God. We thank you that your word is still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And it is through Jesus Christ that it changes not. And so as we minister out of the anointing today, as we minister out of the impartations of your spirit, touch the lives of the people whom we would touch and hear this particular podcast. In Jesus' name, amen. Look, we've been talking about, and we're going to end this today by the grace of God, we've been talking about it's healing for today. And the question was asked, can I be healed? And I just want to give out today that we're going to be talking just a little bit more just as we end this podcast. Healing solutions. Now, if the Lord says to move on, I will. But if he does not, I won't. But I promise you that as we minister under the anointing today, as we minister by the grace of God today, that this will be a blessing to you as you hear us and as we share this word. Now, we have been talking out of particular passages of scripture, and we looked at Psalms 103. And I'm pretty sure you ought to be pretty familiar with that by now. It's one of my favorite passages of Scripture, by the way. But Psalms 103 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." What benefits? "Who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth," listen to this, "with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle." We've been talking about this in particular passage of Scripture because it was one of the Old Testament passages that David the psalmist used in reflection of the benefits that the Lord had afforded for the children of Israel. And, you know, in this day and time, when people look at the Scriptures of the Word of God, they say that, you know, that, well, you know, he didn't mean that for us today and all of that. But I want to tell you something, friend. I want to tell you something, that the Word of God still has not changed. If he meant it back then, he means it now. He means it as just as if he had said it back then. And so that's important to you and me, that the Word of God has not changed, even though it may be Old Testament. Now, some people say, well, we're not under that law anymore. Well, that's true. We're not under the law as of such. And really, the real reason why Jesus came, he did not come to destroy the law, the Bible says, in the book of the New Testament. He came to fulfill the law. So that means that everything that was spoken in the Old Testament is only a type and shadow of a fulfilling of what Jesus has come to do, or the Messiah, or Yeshua, in the New Testament. So therefore, you and I have greater benefits in the New Testament. As Paul shared with us, we have not just a covenant now, but a greater and a better covenant, a greater and more precious promises that have been given to you and me by the dying of Jesus on the cross. And that's why we talked about it in Isaiah before we really got to this passage of Scripture. We said that Isaiah prophesied of Jesus' coming in Isaiah chapter 53. And let's go back and read that really quick, because a lot of times I think that we don't understand quite the fulfillment of the Old and the New Testament concerning what the writings were and why they were written and what was the purpose of the writings, so that you and I could have an understanding of what really took place from the day that Jesus started his journey out of 42 generations until this particular time that he came into the, as we call, the new era of the New Testament, of the new covenant. So in the book of Isaiah, if you turn there in chapter 53, the Isaiah the prophet is beginning to talk about, and he's sharing with you and I the purpose of Jesus' coming. Now, in this particular passage of Scripture, verse 4, he says, Isaiah chapter 53, verse 4, he says, "Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted." Verse 5 says, "But he was wounded," in other words, he was tormented for you and me, "he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." Or with the bruises that he took in his body, you and I were healed. In other words, he's speaking future. And then we went to 1 Peter chapter 2. Turn there with me right quick. 1 Peter chapter 2. Glory to God. Are you there, friend? All right. 1 Peter chapter 2. The writer now is really interested in Peter, who's quoting Isaiah. And listen to what he says in verse 21. "For even hereunto ye were," and watch how he deals with this, "ye were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps. He did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judged righteously. And we're talking about the Lord. He's talking about the Lord who judged righteously. Now, we'll go back to Isaiah in just a minute, but I want to say something here. Listen to what he says in verse 24. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin to live unto righteousness, watch this, by whose stripes ye were healed. I'm sorry. Yes, right. Ye were healed. And then Isaiah said, ye are healed in his particular version. Isaiah chapter 53 verse 5 says, by whose stripes, in the latter part of that verse, we are healed. Peter said, by whose stripes ye were healed. Now, Isaiah was speaking future tense in terms of ye are healed. Peter was speaking past tense, ye were healed. Peter said he's already died. He's already given himself as a sacrifice for the sins of men. Now, what was Peter talking about when he said that he that judged righteously? Now, in this particular passage, here it is. He has a cause here now. And also, not only is this cause a just cause, not only is this a judge righteously, but who is the author of the cause of Jesus being given as a sacrifice on the cross? And let's find out who he is. In verse 10, that's what it says. Listen to what it says in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 10. It says, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put on him the grief. Your grief, my grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Listen, it pleased God to bruise him. It pleased God to bruise who? Jesus, being the supreme sacrifice. He was the one true Lamb of God that was given as a spotless sacrifice, without blemish. He was the only one without sin. That's why Peter said he was without sin. There was no guile found in his mouth. There was no sin found in his life. As one passage of Scripture says, the enemy could find no place in him. So, friend of mine, I'm going to tell you today that he was qualified to give his life for you and me. He was qualified to be the supreme sacrifice. And the Bible says, because he did that, the Scriptures proclaim to you and me that with his stripes we are healed, and by his stripes we were healed. Hallelujah. I'm just shouting and rejoicing right now because I just tell you, these broadcasts have been very, very informative to me and a blessing as well, because I've used that stuff on my own body. And I can tell you today that it has worked for me. Somebody said, well, you're a preacher. Well, I tell you what, I wasn't a preacher before I got saved, and the Scriptures worked for me. I wasn't a preacher when I was in distress when I was younger, before I became a preacher, and the Scriptures worked for me. So what does a preacher have to do with it now? Because I'm a preacher and it works for me. No, it'll work for anybody. It is the same for you as it is for me. It's the same Scripture. The Bible says that God is no respecter of persons. It's one of my favorite Scriptures as well. Let me tell you something. He is no respecter of persons. If he do it for you, he'll do it for me. That's out of the book of Acts. He's no respecter of persons. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, we've been talking about Psalms 103, that these are the benefits that Jesus spoke of out of his mouth through the psalmist when the psalmist wrote these words. He says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, not some of his sins. He said, don't forget any of his benefits. And one of the benefits was, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, first, but secondly, who healeth thee of all of thy diseases, who healeth of all thy diseases. Friend, I can hear some of you saying, well, now, what does that mean to me exactly? And what will that do for me? Well, let me explain this today. Hallelujah. It is a benefit. It is a, not only a benefit, it is a privilege. It is a right. The Bible goes on to tell us that healing is the children's bread. It's your not just a benefit, it's a covenant. It's a covenant that's been made in the earth by the Spirit of God between you and me. He made a promise, and when God makes a promise, it's more or less a covenant. He keeps his promises. That's why the Apostle Paul said that God is not a man that he should lie, because he's not in that particular arena. Prophet Isaiah said the same thing, and he said that he's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. If he said a thing, he'll do it. If he spoke it, listen, he'll bring it to pass. Now, listen what he's saying. God is not slack concerning his promises in the New Testament, as Paul said, as men count slackness, but as long-suffering to usward, and that the none should perish, and all should come to the knowledge of the truth. Well, and I want to say to you today that God is not slack concerning his promises, as men count slackness. If he said a thing, he'll do it. Hebrew writer said, if he made a covenant with us, and he swore by himself when he could swear by no other, that he would keep his ordinances and that he would keep his word. He says, you know what, I can't find anybody in the earth. So he said, I'll make an oath myself. He said, I'll talk myself. I'll do it myself. He said, I'll swear by myself. I know I won't go back on my own word, because he is God. He cannot, he will not, and he shall not go back on his word. It is impossible for him to go back on his word. It's impossible. Heaven and earth will pass away first. One jot, no until, these things will happen. He said, but not one jot or tittle of my word will pass away. He said, heaven and earth will pass away before that happens. So isn't that amazing, friend, that his word works? It will, cannot, shall not, never will fail. It is infallible. It is uncompromised. It is inerrant. It is the word of Almighty God. So, the psalmist said it's a benefit that he, God, proclaimed to you and I through his son Jesus, that he healeth all of thy diseases. Now, I shared with you a while back in this particular passage of scripture, in the book of Psalms 107, the Bible says that people were in distress. Now, I've been talking about distress, and I've been talking about people in trouble, and scripture goes on to proclaim to us in Psalms 107, verse 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. So I don't know what you're dealing with today. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know how life is oppressing you. Altogether, if God gives me a divine word, then I can say some things. But for the innermost parts of you, sometimes we mask stuff, we hide things. All I can tell you today is that this word will find every situation in your life and will minister to it, because the word of God, listen what Hebrews says. Let's turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 4. You've heard me say these scriptures, but I really want to tell you that these scriptures, hallelujah, are the words that will bring life to you, not just to anybody. I mean, just not just to me, but life to you. Listen to what it says in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. For the word of God is quick, that means alive, and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, of joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Let me say something. If this word today, hallelujah, is coming into your hearing, then I want to tell you that this word is going to work for you. For the Bible says, not only will it come to minister to you, but it is sharp and it's quick. It's the word of God. It's powerful. It's, first of all, alive. Second of all, it's powerful. And then it's sharper than a two-edged sword. In other words, they have certain swords in the Orient, in the Asian community, that are so sharp that until the slight movement of the sword in any area of for paper, wood, or whatever, will cut it. I used to say that if you could look at it, it'll cut you. But the word of God is even greater than that. The Bible says that it is sharper than a two-edged sword. So it means it's sharper than any of the best cut steel for a blade in the world. It's sharper than that. But what does it mean when it says it's sharper than that? It's sharper than a two-edged sword, even piercing the asunder of soul and spirit, marrow and joint, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. It will even get into the, listen,
yes.
The word of God will even pierce the dividing of the soul and the spirit. That's a thin line. And you know, if you remember the old song that she used, a thin line between love and hate. Well, it's a thin line between the soul and the spirit.
Yes.
The soul is a different compartment as of the spirit. The soul is comprised of three areas. Number one, it is the mind, which is the seat of the intellect. Number two is the emotions, which is the seat of the feeling. Number three, it is the volition, which is the seat of the will. Actually, the three compartments of that soul is what a man thinks, what he says, and what he does. These are the areas that God comes even to set in division against the spirit. What is the spirit of a man? He is the conscience, subconscious, and the conscience of omniscience of the conscience. That means that he has a conscience, what he hears, what he sees vividly. But you know that most of the talk goes on in the subconscious. It's what we do subliminally in our minds. What we think is what's going on in our conscious mind that really determines who we are as an individual. You can tell me one thing out of your mind and what you say out of your mouth, but your mind really dictates to you what you think and how you feel and who you are. And watch what it says. The proverbial writer says, as a man thinketh in his heart, which is his conscience, so is he. So you can tell me that you feel good. And when I ask you a question, you know, sometimes we ask people, how are you doing? Oh, I'm just doing fine. Inside, they're torn apart. Inside, they're reckless. Inside, they're defeated in life. But they'll tell you out of their mouth that they're doing fine, when they're really not. Because that is in the subconsciousness of their minds, how they really feel about themselves. And so the psalmist said he sent his word and healed them. Where did he heal them from, preacher? He healed them in verse 20 of 107 of Psalms. He healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Friend, I can tell you today that if you're being destroyed by the circumstances of life, then the word of God has come to deliver you, because it's quick and it's powerful and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. It even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the marrow, of the joints and marrows. Listen, not only will it get into your soul and your spirit, but it will get into your joints and your marrow. What do you mean? Simply what I just said. It gets in every area of your life. Somebody said, well, I got a situation that my life is needing desperately to be changed. Well, he'll get in your spirit. He'll change you. He'll save you. He'll save you. He'll save you from destruction in any area of your life, whatever you are facing today. Not only can he save you in your spirit, man, for the Bible tells us that any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away and all things have become new. That's the book of Corinthians. Listen, if he can save your spirit, surely he can save your body. If he can make your spirit brand new, if he can change you today, if he can make your spirit a brand new spirit, surely he can give you a brand new body. And that's why all you people that are believing God for limbs, and all you people that are believing God for legs and feet and parts of the body that have been, and eyes and things that have been destroyed, let me, and even teeth, he can give you that. He can give you the miracle that you desire in your life. All you've got to do is believe it. Well, what is my solution today, preacher? You mean to tell me he can heal me of this arthritis? He can heal me of this incurable muscle disease? He can heal me of this incurable disease that's in my body and I can't seem to get it out? Yes, he can. Even to the joints and the marrow. He can get into the arthritis. He can get into the bursitis. He can get into every situs that you have. Because his word is quick and it's powerful and it's sharp. But somebody says, well, if I hear the word, will it do me any good? Can I tell you something, friend? if you hear this word today, and I know you're listening to this podcast, the Bible says that the word of God shall not return unto him void, but it shall accomplish what it has gone out to, set out to do, and it will impart to you what it has been sent out to impart. If it's been sent out to impart healing today, then friend, I want to tell you that healing is on the way. Healing is there. You can hear the wings of healing come flying to your house. It's come to get you today. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm excited about what God is doing in his word. Somebody says, well, if the word really starts working with me, will it do anything? Well, let me put it to you this way. Philippians 1 and 6 says, he that has begun a good thing in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. If the word is working in you, and it is, hallelujah, then he is willing. He is willing to perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Somebody says, when is that? However long it takes for him to perform that word in you, he's going to do it. Jeremiah said he hastens in Jeremiah chapter 1 to perform his word. Not only will he send his word to you, but he will hasten to perform it. The psalmist said that in 107:20, he sent his word and listen. Deliver them out of their destruction. Hallelujah. And heal them. He healed them. So he not only will send his word, but he will hasten to perform what he's done in his word. Somebody says, well, Brother Robinson, that worked for you, but will it work for me? Well, look, if you're listening to it today, it's already working for you. All you got to do is receive it. Watch what it does. Philippians 2:13 says, for it is God which worketh in you. That word is working in you as I speak, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Well, let's go back to Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 2. Watch what it says. See, listen, the word of God will work for you if you will let it work for you. But listen, let's start at verse 1 of chapter 4 of Hebrews. It says, let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. Friend, don't come short of the promises of God today. Don't come short of the promises, even as he made in the Old Testament when he says he has benefits. Hear the bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who is the Lord? He is the one that healeth you of all your diseases, who forgives you of all your iniquities, all of your sins, everything that you've missed. You say, well, I'm too bad. I can't get delivered. I can't. My life is so messed up. I've done things so many times. I've messed up so many times. Dr. Robinson, you don't understand. My life is just horrible, and I just don't believe the Lord wants to do anything else for me. Friend, he forgives you of not some of your iniquities, not a few of your iniquities, but all of your iniquities. Every sin that you could ever ungodly commit, he has forgiven you of them through the person of Jesus Christ. So therefore, don't be short of the promises that God has given to you and me, as it says in verse 1 of chapter 4 of Hebrews. But listen, what I want you to do today is, this is your solution to your situation. He says, for unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them. And he was talking about the children of Israel then. It didn't profit them. Why? Because why it didn't profit the children of Israel? Not being mixed, listen now, with faith in them that heard it. What are you saying, Pastor Robinson? What are you saying, Dr. Robinson? Because they did not unite faith with the word of God. They did not put faith. They did not incorporate faith with the word of God. Well, what is faith? Well, let's go back to Hebrews again. He seems to be having a pretty good attitude and a good role on what faith is and everything that's about it. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Listen what he says about that. Hallelujah. Verse 2, for by it the elders obtained a good report. And through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that all the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Can I tell you something? The things that you don't see are greater and powerful than the things that you do see. For the Bible says that the things that were not seen created the things that are seen.
Yes.
Well, glory to God. Now, that means that the things of the Spirit, it always starts in the Spirit, friend. So faith is the substance. It's not a thing. It's not a materialistic thing. It is a valuable, living, vital spirit word. It is the Spirit of God working through a word called faith. For it is the substance. It means it is the very materialization of the things hoped for, and evidence of things not seen. No, I can't see my healing, and I can't feel it right now. I still have the same symptom I had when you started talking to me, Pastor Robinson, or Dr. Robinson, but I want to tell you today that when that word gets into you, it's quick, it's alive, it's powerful. And it's sharper than any two-edged sword. It's beginning to work on you even as I'm talking. It's working on you even as I'm speaking. It's getting into those places. Some of you are going to receive miracles right away, and some of you are going to drag this because you're coming up short. But I want to tell you today that you will mix faith with it. Those of you who are mixing faith, you go ahead with yourself. You go ahead and get your blessing. You go ahead and get your miracle. You go ahead and get the blessing that God's promised you from the foundation of the earth. And those of you who are taking a little time, well, God is working with you too. That's why he says he's working in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. He hasn't forgotten you. You say, well, I haven't got my legs and my feet yet. Well, yeah, he'll give them to you, but you've got to mix faith with it. He'll give you that deliverance that's in your arthritis, in your body with arthritis and some incurable disease that seems to be plaguing you for the rest of your life. And the doctor said that you'll never be able to be delivered from it. Yeah. Strokes and heart attacks and all of those things that you said you'd never be able to be delivered from. I came to tell you good gospel news today. And that good gospel news is it's better than the Dallas Morning. It's better than the New York Times. It's better than any newspaper article you can read today if it's not mixed with the Word of God, of course. It is the Word of God, the infallible, uncompromised, inerrant Word of God, which says you have been healed by his stripes through Isaiah. You are healed. And Peter says, you were healed. Glory to God. So how good can you get it? First of all, Isaiah said, I saw it before it happened. You are healed. Isaiah and Peter said, I saw it after it was happening. You were healed. So friend, you are healed today. You don't have to wait on it. It's already been done. Somebody said, well, you know, I'm waiting on my healing, Brother Jerry. I believe God's going to heal me. Well, friend, I can tell you already, he's already healed you. You've got to receive it. Now, believing that he's going to heal you does not mean that you don't have faith. It simply means that you haven't received it. Now, believing that he's healing you is another test. It's another story. You said going to heal you. I can tell you he's not, because he already has. Believing that he is healing you, that's a great word, because now he heals because you have been sick. So if he did, you will. You will be healed. He did heal you, so you will be healed. How did he heal you? He healed you by his bruises. He healed you by his stripes. He healed you. He healed you on that rugged cross of wood. So the curse has been destroyed. You've been freed from the curse of the law. Sin, sickness, poverty, fear, doubt, worry, confusion, guilt, shame, even death, and all that the enemy represents. No dominion over you. No dominion over me. It works, friend. Receive it today. I said receive it today. Receive your healing. Receive your deliverance. Receive it. It's there for you. Glory to God. I feel the Spirit of God moving even as I speak. Some of you are getting that healing right now. Some of you are receiving your healing right now. Some of you are walking in the healing as I speak. Let it work for you. Let it work for you. All right, here we go. Now, we were talking about the Hebrew writer said in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Mix that word with faith. Somebody says, well, I can't see it at this moment. Don't worry about if you can't see it. Don't worry about if you can't feel it. It's not a feeling. It's a fact. It's not a feeling, it's a promise. Yeah. It's not a feeling, it's a covenant. Yeah. And sometimes we don't feel things. But I can tell you that because you don't feel that you will go to jail if you do certain things, I can tell you if you run a red light, you'll get a ticket. Or you might even have a wreck. but you might not feel like you will. But it's a fact that if you ran the red light, something good, bad is going to happen, especially if other vehicles are coming. Well, you can't even think about the things. Somebody said, well, you know, I feel like, friend, I can tell you that God's word is greater than a feeling. God's word has made promises. Well, I say, well, sometimes you don't feel like you're saved, but it doesn't mean you're not. If you confess Christ as your Savior and he's come to deliver you, he's given you a new walk, a new day, a new spirit, then you're saved. As a matter of fact, while I'm saying that, some of you are on the verge of now being saved. And why don't you just get the greatest healing of all, and that is salvation. Friend, I propose to you today that the word of God is talking to you. It's not only talking to you about healing, it's talking to you about being healed in every area of your life. Every area. That means if you're a drug addict, even if you have an addiction, if something is wrong with you, I came to tell you today that there's a solution, and it's called the word of God. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10, that as many as call upon him on the name of the Lord shall be saved. He says, so confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus has been raised from the dead. And the testimony is, if you believe that and receive that, you shall be saved. So let me talk to you today, friend. I feel the urge of the Spirit of God to minister to you today that you can receive the greatest healing of all, and that is salvation through Jesus Christ. If he can heal your body, surely he can save your spirit. He can save you and deliver you and give your soul a new outlook on life. Hallelujah. You can be saved today. So pray with me, Father. I believe today that on this podcast, I am being healed. Not only that, but I'm being healed of the greatest disease, and that's sin. My sins have been forgiven me, and my life is being changed even as I hear these words. And, Father, I call on you today. I cry unto you out of the depths of my heart, and save me and deliver me. And friend, I'm telling you, if you're praying that with me now, if you're crying that out to the Lord, I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt that some of you are getting divine encounters even as I speak. The words of salvation have come to your house, and you being even delivered while I'm talking. You're having a divine encounter, an experience with the Lord while I'm speaking. Praise God. I give God the glory for souls being saved today, because this is what these podcasts are all about. Not for the healing of bodies, but for the saving of souls. So I give God the praise. And now let's talk about mixing faith today with the word. In Psalms 107, let's go back there. Listen what some said. The psalmist really is getting vivid here. He's becoming very, very adamant about what he's talking about in light of the word of God. In Psalms 103, we said, don't forget all his benefits. Well, how do we bless the Lord? How do we do that in Psalms 103? He says, bless the Lord, O my soul. Well, let's go to Psalms 107, and he'll give us the solution on how we bless the Lord. He said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, verse 1, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed, have you been redeemed today? Have you been changed? Have you been bought with the blood of the Lord? Have you been changed by his word? Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, who he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the land from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south. I don't care where you are today. I don't care where you've been. I don't care where you're going. He can get you in the north. He can get you in the south. He can get you in the east. And he can get you in the west. He can deliver. He delivered you today. Hallelujah. Out of the hand of the enemy. Watch this. Watch this. Watch what he's saying now. He said they wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. Wow. They found no city to dwell in. You don't have a place to dwell in today? I want to tell you something, friend. Here's your solution. God has a place for you. He wants to deliver you. He wants to deliver you out of those places that you've been. You say you have no place to dwell. You said I'm homeless in the areas of life. I'm not talking about homeless literally. But what you're saying is you've seen that you don't have a place in life. That's the worst homeless you can have. You say, well, I don't have my purpose. I don't have a place. I don't know what I want to do in life. I don't even know what my purpose is. I don't know what my place is. Now, that's homeless in the worst way. Because I can tell you today that there's a home that everybody is believing, looking for, and it's called the New Jerusalem. It's called the New Heaven. It's called the New Earth. And they have a destiny today because they're working in the Spirit of God to get there, not working because they want to get there, working because they are there. They've been changed. And so now, just like I'm working today, I'm working on this podcast to give you the infallible Word of God. I'm working because I have been changed. I have a destination, and my destination is to be with the Lord for the rest of eternity. Hallelujah. And I'm working because, not that I'm trying to work to get there, I'm working because I've been changed, so I want to get you there. Hallelujah. I'm not working to get there today. I am excited that I can work for the man. He's working with him. No, I'm not working for him. He's working. We're working together. As Paul said, we are co-laborers together with him. Glory to God. He invited me to be a part of this royal priesthood, this holy generation, this peculiar people who have been called out of darkness into his marvelous light. So you and I have been given the privilege of being co-laborers with him. I feel the Spirit of God. I want to shout, but I'm not going to go there. I feel like running up and down my street that I live on. Praise God. I feel like running everywhere in it. I'm having one of those spasms, as you would say. Glory to God. I'm working with him. Hallelujah. Amen. So listen, friends, let me tell you something. You and I have been given this glorious privilege. We don't have to be homeless in life. We have a purpose in life. The Bible says when they didn't have a place to dwell, that he found no city. He blessed them and gave them one. Listen, in verse 5 of 107 of Psalms, he says, hungry and thirsty, their souls fainted in them. He was not talking about somebody that was without clothes or without shelter. He was talking about somebody without the purpose of life. Their souls fainted in them. Is your soul fainting in you today? Ask yourself that question. Well, I mean, many of you are saying yes. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I need to do. I need to know my purpose, Pastor Robinson. I need to know my purpose, Dr. Robinson. Please tell me what my purpose is. Friend, your purpose is, first of all, to be born again if you're not. Second of all, when you become born again, the next thing is to find your identity in Christ. And somebody says, how do I do that? By getting into his word, which is the mirror of your life, and seeing yourself for who God has called you to be. Hallelujah. When you look in his word, you see yourself. And when you see yourself, you know that God has given you purpose. That's why Jeremiah said, I know the plans, Jeremiah 29:11, that I have for you, said the Lord. They are plans, hallelujah, to prosper you and not to destroy you and to give you an expected end. Hallelujah, a destiny, giving you a purpose. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then one version says, to give you a future and a hope. You don't have to go down life's drain. You don't have to die. You don't have to be fall out of life's back door. You can be saved today. You can receive a future and a hope. And that is by the word of God. You can be healed today in your life if you're going down the wrong road. Hallelujah. You need directions. I came to give you directions today. Stop, look, listen, hear the word of God and turn your life around. Let it be a 180. Go back and do the things, hallelujah, that God has called you to do. Amen. And now the Lord is dealing with souls today, yeah, as well as physical bodies. Listen, they were thirsty and hungry, and their souls fainted them, verse 5. Verse 6 says, then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. Cry out today, friend. He has your deliverance. I don't care if it's about your soul. I don't care if it's about your body. I don't care for whatever area it's in. I can tell you today, whatever area you're dealing with, he is there to rescue you. He's there to deliver you. Verse 7 says, and he led them forth by the right way that they might go to a city of habitation. Wow, he led them the right way. I can tell you today, friend, if you're hearing this podcast, the Lord is directing you the right way. If you didn't stumble on this podcast by accident, you didn't don't you turn that way? Don't you touch that mouse? Don't you touch that theater over there? Don't you click this thing? You stay right here and listen to what God is saying to you. hallelujah, on this podcast. You didn't stumble on it by accident. You said, oh, I hit the wrong button. No, you didn't. No, you hit the right one. Glory to God. You pressed the right one today, and now I'm telling you that God is calling you. He's reaching out to you. He's reaching out that nail-scarred hand of Calvary down into your bosom, into your life today. Can you feel that? I saw him reach into your bosom and snatch that old man out and put you a new one in. Hallelujah. You've been changed today. I saw him take that old illness and sickness and disease out of your body and give you a deliverance today out of your distress and out of your trouble. You are healed today. Hallelujah. My God, I feel the Spirit of God. I'm going to shout. Let me tell you something. You are delivered today. You are healed today by the stripes of Jesus that he bore in his body. And this is what I want you to do in that you say, well, how do I know I'm healed? Watch this. In verse 8, he says, oh, that men would praise the Lord. If you believe that God is doing something for you, that's your remedy today. I want you to mix that with those words that you heard. Somebody says, well, how do I mix faith? You can mix faith today by your praise. Well, how do I praise? Open up your mouth and say, thank you, Jesus, for delivering me. Open your mouth and say, thank you, Lord, for healing me. Open your mouth and say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Open your mouth. That's how you mix faith with it. The words that you hear. Somebody says, well, will praise really work? I dare you to start praising them and see what's happening to you. Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about. Mixing praise with the word. He said that day, listen what he said. For, oh, that men would praise the Lord. What are we praising him for? For his goodness and his wondrous works to the children of men. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm saying. When you mix faith with the word of God, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I mean when I say they mix faith with it. They mixed faith with it. If you begin to praise God, that means that you believe that what's happening with you is true. Am I correct? Well, then start praising him. Start giving him glory. Start giving him majesty. Start giving him the power. Start saying, thank you, sir. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for healing me. Thank you for delivering me. Somebody says, well, I'm in trouble and I don't know if I can get out. I want you to start praising him. How do you praise him? By opening your mouth. Yes. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. And they can love shall eat the fruit thereof. If you begin to praise God, somebody said, will it really happen? Let me tell you something, friend. It's all in your praise today. Yes. It's all in your praise. What does praise really do for me, Brother Robinson? What does praise really do for me, Dr. Robinson? Can you tell me? Yes, I'm going to tell you what praise will do. Praise is an open door. It is a contact for you. It is a verbal contact that you believe that the word of God will do what it says it'll do. So therefore, you begin to thank God in advance, even though you may not feel like anything is happening at the moment. And for some of you, something that's already happening, and you already shouting. Hallelujah. Yes. But for those of you who are still in this stalemate of mind, I want to tell you today that if you begin to praise him, hallelujah, and I feel that in my spirit, you are receiving the promise that God made 2,000 years ago on a Roman cross of wood through his son in the person of Jesus Christ. As I told you, Isaiah said it pleased God in 53 of chapter of Isaiah, verse 10, to bruise him. It pleased God to give his life through Jesus Christ, his son. So why don't you go ahead and shout about it? Why don't you go ahead and give God some praise about it? Because he has done exactly what he said that he would do. Amen. All that men would praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Watch this. In verse 9 he says, for he satisfies the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Yes, I'm telling you. Somebody says, is it going to really work? Start praising God and see won't he satisfy you. Start giving him the glory and see won't he satisfy you. Hallelujah. He satisfies the longing soul. He filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Let me tell you something. Somebody says, I've been waiting on this moment, and I just don't know. Is it going to really work for me? I stop by to tell you, this is your moment. This is your hour. This is your season. I can tell you that this is your day, because this is the day, the psalmist said, that the Lord hath made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. Somebody says, I've been waiting for this all my life. Well, why don't you praise him while you've been? This is your day. This is your moment. This is your hour. This is your season. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, that men. Listen, let's talk about it this, as I come to a close today. Let's talk about this faith. Well, Brother Robinson, I don't know if I really got faith. Can I tell you that faith was already imparted to you in the day that you were born? Everybody has been given a measure of faith. So I said, I don't know if I really know how to use faith or not. Can I give you an illustration? Now, I know that everybody doesn't stand up all their life. Sometimes you have to sit down. Now, when you got ready to sit down in whatever place that you sit, whether it was a chair or sofa or whatever you sit on, did you wait to find out whether or not that thing was going to hold you up? I don't think so. Did you do an investigative study to find out whether or not the legs were strong enough to hold the body mask of your weight? I don't think so. What you did was you went over there and you said, that's a place to sit. And you sit down by faith. You didn't know whether it was going to hold you. You didn't know whether or not it was going to be able strong enough. You just sit down because you believe that that thing that you were going to sit on was able to hold your body. So that's the same way with the Word of God. You don't know. You say, well, I don't know if the Word of God is going to work for me. Just like you sit in that chair and you believe that it would hold you. Hallelujah. Believe that the Word of God has changed you. And it has, brother, I want to tell you that it has changed you. Because Jesus said in John 6:63, he says, well, the flesh profiteth nothing. He says, but listen. He says, now. He says, the words that I speak unto you, it's the spirit that quickens, he says. He says, the flesh profiteth nothing. But the spirit, it's the spirit that quickens. He said, the words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. And I want to tell you today that the words I've spoken to you have moved you from a dead state into an alive state. Some of you have, your faith has already been increased. You're already excited about what I've said. Some of you have already received what I've said even while I was talking. Some of you are shouting and rejoicing right now that you've been healed and you've been delivered. Some of you are shouting and rejoicing even at this moment that the symptoms have just dissipated out of your life, that the thing has gone out of your body. You are just praising God. And some of you are still waiting, saying, I don't know if it's going to happen to me or not. Well, I want to tell you, praise God, yes, it's happening even as I speak, because the word will not, God will not return void. But I came to tell you today that you must receive it. You must do what the Hebrew writer said in Hebrews 1, chapter 4, verse 2. You must mix it with faith, or else you're going to do what verse 1 says. You're going to come up short. Hallelujah. So mix it with faith today. Well, Brother Robinson, I don't know if I really have faith. What is that really exactly? What you heard me say today. You trust in what you heard me say. You believe what you heard me say by the word of God. So that's faith. If you're believing it, then that means that you're trusting it. That means you have faith, friend. It's not something that a rocket scientist has to figure out. It's a simple thing. It's easy to understand. Jesus said it was so simple that even a fool would not err. So what am I saying to you? The proverbial writer said that. He said, these words are so simple today. If you can receive them and believe them, then you have what you believe, and you have what you receive, because you have been crying out for this. And this is your moment, and this is your day.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm getting ready to close this podcast.
Thank you, Jesus.
I've got a little about, I'm out almost 5 minutes. But friend, I'm going to tell you something.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The word of God has worked on your behalf and my behalf today. I have a testimony. Look, I have been having certain ailments in my body while I was doing this podcast with these things, with this, and I just didn't say anything to anybody. I said, Lord, I'm going to see if your word is going to work for me. And God began to minister to me. Now watch what I'm getting ready to tell you. This is what I'm getting ready to tell you today. Because you need to hear this good gospel news today. You need to hear this. Somebody says, I don't know why I'm sick like this. Well, maybe you need to change your diet.
Yes.
You need to stop eating some of the things that you're eating and putting in your body. Can I tell you something? That most of the food that we eat in this day and time are not good for our body, and they're creating inside of us sicknesses and disease.
Yes.
That they're causing us to have abnormalities and stuff like that that are not functional with us as a person. And you're telling me that you don't understand why you're sick, but yet you eat tons of candy? You're telling me you don't understand why you're sick, and yet you eat potato chips and junk food all day long, and you say, what a nutritious diet? I don't think so. As a friend, let me tell you something. The Lord spoke to me and said the real reason why a lot of people are diseased is because of the foods that they eat. A lot of people are diseased, yes, because of some of the things that happen to them through the bloodline, through inheritance of parents, and through generations. But I can tell you that a lot of people are sick because of their diet. And I want to minister to you today that you can change your diet. And in the process of you changing your diet, you can become not only free of certain ailments in the body, but you can become disease-free. Some of those things are causing you to have dis-ease in your body. Now, for those of you that have suffered stuff that was sent down through the blood, that was sent down through generations, I want to talk to you today. And I want to tell you that you're delivered. I curse that stuff that be in you. I curse.
Yes,
I curse those things that have been in your generations from days of old. I bind them and gag them. I want you to stand there, friend, and hold on to that. Hold on to your computer or what are you listening to, through your speakers. Hear this in your airwaves.
Yes.
I command you to be delivered today from that blood disorder, from the diabetes. I command you to be delivered from that arthritis. I command you to be delivered from that cancer. I command you to be delivered from the AIDS that's in your body. I command you to be delivered from this incurable disease that seems to be forming in your body. Tumors. Hallelujah. Blood disorders, heart attacks, and strokes. I command you to be delivered in the name of Jesus. Inherit those things that you inherited through the bloodline. I curse them today. I stop them. I command them to stop it in Jesus' name. Let go of your body. Loose you and let you go. And I command you to be free from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. I command you to be delivered. I command you to be disease-free from this very moment forward because of the anointing. And I release healing and health in you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. And for those of you who are believing God for limbs, those of you who are believing God for fingers and toes and eyes and feet and legs, I command the body parts to come to you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who died 2,000 years ago on a rugged cross of wood and caused his life to be given for the very purpose of you receiving arms, for you receiving legs, for you receiving feet, for you receiving fingers and eyes and toes and whatever else has been mutilated from your body. I command miracle-working power to come on you now. I command the creative power of the word of God to come and come to pass in your life. The Elohim blessing of legs and arms and limbs and feet. Hallelujah. And phalanges of fingers and toes. I command them to come out now and into your body. You are whole in Jesus' name. I command teeth to come out. I command hearing, deaf ears to be unstopped. I command blind eyes to see, dumb mouths to talk, ears to hear. In the name of Jesus, I command healing and health from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Well, my time is almost up. My God. 90 seconds, look at that. Well, praise God, I'm almost about to close this thing out, but I want to tell you today, praise God, that I'm excited about the word of God. I'm excited about your healing. I'm excited about your deliverance. And I want you to go tell somebody what God has done for you. Why don't you go and give God the praise and shout it on the housetop that you've been delivered today by the hands of the word of God. Not by Jerry O'Neill Robinson, not by the man of God, but by the word that the man preached to you and taught you today. Well, glory to God. Why don't you give God some praise and shout the victory? We'll be back with you next week about this same time, praise God, with the same word that God is still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. May the Lord bless you. Look forward to seeing you next week again. Hallelujah. In praise.
You got a yoke that needs to be destroyed.
We love you. In Jesus' name.
Get up on your feet and move a little bit. Move until your yoke is destroyed off of you. Somebody might have come in here and bowed. Take place.